I'm being joined on Radio on the Go Sports by Dyke New Hartford baseball coach Jordan Martin. We are recapping the recently completed 2025 season. Wolverines went 21-5, 11-1 in the NICL Central to take this year's Central Division title. And coach, thanks for taking a little bit of time here. Obviously a fantastic record, a largely experienced roster for you guys this year. What are some of the kind of biggest factors that come to mind as far as this past season and just being able to put together another great year? Obviously winning the league division title is always great as well.
Yeah, I think just being a senior-led team was a lot of the reason for our success. We had four guys on the team that have played varsity since they were freshmen. So just having that experience really helped us excel and have the successful season that we did.
Yeah, really deep pitching staff for you guys this year. Ended up being a team ERA of 2.17. Just looking at some of the numbers here, it seems like anyone you threw in there, you could really count on them to throw strikes, get you out of situations and things like that. How would you describe the luxury of just being able to count on so many different guys up on the mound here this year? What was that like from your perspective this year?
Yeah, it was great. And again, I go back to that experience that they had. Carson and Lewis both were throwing as freshmen, so just having them as 4-year starters, you could always go to those guys. Connor Dancer really came on strong last year, and then even more this year as our hard throwing righty. So just having that experience up at the mound was tremendous, and just knowing that these guys were going to throw strikes and that they threw hard.
On the flip side, offensively, you took a big step from last year to this year as far as team batting average, 292 last year to 344 this year. I have to imagine, experience is a big factor in that as well. But any kind of crucial coaching points that you guys had for the guys this year as far as the approaches at the plate, as far as taking that big leap offensively, what did that look like for you guys?
Yeah, I think one thing that separated our at bats this year compared to maybe the last few years is the discipline that we had at the plate. Guys were going up there with the mentality to just get on instead of trying to crush the ball or even at times getting a base hit. So just finding ways on. We're in situations where we need base runners and maybe not necessarily need to get a hit right away, but just need to get on first base no matter what. So. Even towards the end of our lineup, guys found a way to either get on, drawing walks, or just putting the ball in play and making the defense work.
What were some of the biggest aspects of this year's team that you maybe were able to challenge the team on, whether it be going into the season or some things throughout the season? What were kind of some of those biggest challenges you had for the team, and ultimately, how were they able to respond to some of those challenges or objectives that you kind of laid out for them?
Yeah, I guess we just wanted to be better than we were in the previous year. We laid out a goal that we wanted to win conference. We had two goals beginning of this year, and the first goal was to win conference, and the second goal was to make state. Obviously, we did not make state, but winning that conference title was nice, being able to hit that goal. But yeah, we just we demanded a lot out of the guys this year. We just knew that they had the leadership and success. Just being able to go out there and rely on those guys to try to do better and be better than they were the day before, was nice because you could lean on those senior guys to hold each other accountable.
When it comes to the all-conference selections, as I get my list pulled up here, first of all, I want to ask about the NICL Central Player of the Year, Carson Costello, getting it done here in his senior season, obviously making the first team as a pitcher as well, with a 1.10 ERA on the mound, just 12 walks issued with 66 strikeouts. So what a fantastic season for him. What can you say about him earning those League Player of the Year honors?
Yeah, I mean he's been our guy the last 3 years. This is his second year winning the NICL Central Conference Player of the Year. So just a tremendous success for him, and just so happy for him that he's able to have the success that he did in his career at D&H, and he'll I think continue to have that success at Kirkwood next year. But yeah, definitely going to miss him. It's been a great 4 years coaching him, and just have the utmost respect for him and the way he is as a person.
And then several other first team selections here. You had Lewis Texter at first base, Tate Block second base, Connor Dantzler third, Gavin Gerbrocht outfield, and then Keegan Bullis as a utility. So certainly a lot of guys with great honors this year from that standpoint. What can you say about some of those guys and earning those first team all conference honors?
Yeah, just start with Lewis. He was a unanimous selection for first base. Nobody else even was even nominated just because of how good of a year he had. He's a guy that I also relied on the last 4 years, whether that was at the plate or on the mound or even in the field. He was one of our leaders. Going to second base, Tate Block. He had a great year this year. Really elevated his game from last year. It'll be good to have him back next year, along with Gavin Gerbrocht in the outfield. He'll definitely be our junior leader next year out in the outfield, and definitely going to have to hold things down out there. But yeah, I mean, all these guys had tremendous success. It was nice to see them recognized for the hard work that they had this year.
You bet. And then be remiss if we didn't mention the other all-conference selections on the second team. Colin Meester at shortstop, Channing Cutsforth in the outfield, and then Cooper Steffen with an honorable mention as well. So just counting them up here, that's one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 all-conference selections. So just goes to show that, I mean that successful gets you great honors and stuff like that, right? But man, 9 all-conference selections is a pretty awesome mark for you guys, isn't it?
Yeah, it definitely is. I honestly, personally, obviously there's nothing we can do about it now, but I think Colin Meester probably was in deserved of first team as well. It was tough between him and I think it was Columbus guy that got it, but it was a tough selection. But yeah, I mean, hats off to Colin and Channing. Channing coming in as a freshman, not having any sort of varsity experience, starting game one for us, and then progressively playing every single game of the year for varsity. So he stepped up in a big way. I think Colin was by far our biggest leader, in the dugout and on the field. He just was able to rally guys in when needed. And yeah, Cooper Steffen, honorable mention. He was our kind of our hybrid guy. He'd pitch, just played outfield sometimes, and then caught for us as well when needed. So I'm definitely going to miss those two seniors, and I'm excited to have Channing Cusworth back for next year.
All right, just a few things left for you here. Looking back at the season as a whole, what kind of comes to mind as far as some of the biggest highlights or defining moments, for the team this year?
Oh man, I mean, we had so many great memories that I'm just never going to forget this year. I'd say the top memory that I'm going to have from this year is Carson Costello throwing a perfect game at Hudson. Just the command and dominance that he showed in that game, I've just never seen before. I mean, he's thrown really good games, but that game, no one could touch him. We've had some crazy games where we were down South Harden in the bottom of the seventh inning, and then we had a rain delay, and then had to make it up 2 days later on a Saturday morning, and play for about 15 minutes and end up winning the game. So, just so many memories on the field, but there's also just some great memories off the field that I'm not going to forget. That just, was between us and players, things that we did, and the experiences that we had together throughout the season.
And on the flip side, what would be some of the maybe biggest learning moments or experiences that you guys are able to kind of grow from this year? Maybe some tough times you're able to kind of have some big takeaways and grow from.
I think some of the learning moments came from the younger guys. We obviously I was talking about Channing Cutsforth. He's going to be a good leader for us going forward. But there were a few other people, Corbin McCarter, who was another freshman who threw a few games for us and got 2 wins. But then there was a couple guys that were freshmen, sophomores that ran the bases for us in pinch runner needs or cursey runner needs, that sometimes they made some mistakes on the base pass, but I thought getting them that experience was the best case scenario for them and the future of the D&H baseball program, because going forward, those mistakes that they may have made playing in the games, they'll definitely learn and hopefully have that corrected by next year.
You bet. And then when it comes to your senior class, a large group of those guys, and correct me if I'm wrong, but they were with you for your first season as freshmen, right? When you guys made that run to the state tournament, to see a group go through for those 4 years with you, the first one, first group to do that with you, just what does this group of seniors mean to you?
Yeah, I mean, these guys have been a tremendous, tremendous class, and yeah, they were freshmen my first year when we made that had that great year and made state. It's crazy, I talk to people in the community of D&H, and they still talk about, 4 years ago when they were in Mason City and we were down by 9 and came back and won 11-10, and even talking to the guys that were on that team during that time, talking to Lewis, how he came in and came in relief for his brother. We're down 9 runs. Don't know really what to expect, but he comes in, throws a gem, and we end up winning. And Carson having all the success he did and throwing that state game for us as a freshman. So yeah, I mean, these guys, tremendous, tremendous group of kids, and they're gonna have a lot of success going forward in the future. And I'm excited to see what their careers will take.
You bet. And as far as those guys setting the table for I guess the tone or the culture of the program for the guys that'll be stepping into those larger roles next year, just what comes to mind as far as the future of this program and how some of those underclassmen can take some of these experiences from these last couple years and grow into next year.
Yeah, a lot of people that I talk to are like, man, you're gonna lose 6 senior starters. That's gonna be tough for you next year. And maybe people think we're gonna have a down year, but there are a lot of names that people might not necessarily know now that we'll know in the future. There's some freshmen that I think are gonna make a pretty big splash for us next year. And then there's a incoming freshman. There's a couple guys that I've already had my eye on for the past 2 years. So, losing 6 seniors is tough, especially 6 seniors where majority of them started varsity for 4 years. But I'm definitely excited for the future of D&H baseball, and I think there's going to be a lot of kids that are going to make some big splashes next year.
All right, just about out of time, but any final thoughts you want to share about the program here today?
Nope. It's been I guess it's just been great coaching them, and I'm excited for the future of D&H baseball program.
All right, that's D&H head coach Jordan Martin joining me here on Radio On the Go Sports. Appreciate the time as always, and have a great offseason.
Thanks.